Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line is the head girls basketball coach of the St. Luke's Wildcats. And his Lady Wildcats team have got off to a tremendous season and started the regional semifinals. They had a big, big win. They were leading 40, finished in the fourth quarter 40-24, and wind up no suspense at all in his game. You look at coach, your success this season has been based on what, coach?
I think it's mostly been based on our defense. That's a philosophy that we want to start each and every game with, is just trying to get started defensively and let that fuel our offense. So as long as we play defense and we get off to a good start defensively, that really gives us the confidence throughout the game.
Head coach Bruce Pears from the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats joining us to talk about his team's win over Verbena. And now you look at your team being 23-9, coach. One of the things that you have done is not run away from scheduling larger opponents. Even though your St. Luke's Lady Wildcats are classified as a 1A program, I've seen you play 7A programs all the way down to 5A and 4A competition in order to prepare you for this time of season.
Absolutely. I believe that when you want to beat the best teams in your conference, you got to find some of the better teams that are not within your conference and see how you stack up against those programs. You know, playing against better athletes, playing against smarter players, playing against faster players, it kind of forces your team to be better. And I think learning how to play with those teams prepares you for these types of playoff pushes.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you a question about in your coaching history. You've coached girls and boys basketball. Can you tell us kind of the difference between coaching the two? Is there anything that you do differently, or is there a difference to you?
The difference, boys are just kind of naturally more athletic and more competitive, so you don't have to really, you know, bring out that competitive nature in boys. You know, with girls, you have to kind of let them know, like, it's okay to be a competitor at times, you know, because they're such nice people,
right?
You know, but between the lines, it's kind of like, hey, you know, they're on a different team, they're not your friend right now. Whereas with boys, you really don't have to teach that. So that's the biggest difference. As far as playing the game of basketball, you know, basketball is basketball. We have to, you know, put the ball in the same 10-foot hoop.
Coach, you had a lot of success this season taking over this St. Luke's program. And tell us what you've learned about your Lady Wildcats program, and give us some specific seniors or some players who have really stepped up and who to watch for when you guys play for the regional championship on Tuesday.
I think the biggest thing from last year to this year is our confidence, for sure. Since I've been there, I think that they really believe that they can turn the program around and start winning and have success in basketball as a girls' basketball program. So the confidence level is definitely up for us. We lost our one senior. She broke her hand on senior night, Sydney Moorhead. So, and, you know, that was a big blow to us defensively because she's 6'2". You know, you can't teach height, you know, so that was a devastating blow for us. But Haley Patterson, she's an eighth grader. She's about 5'11", 6 foot. She's starting to really come into herself as a basketball player. Whitney Novak and Aminique Bowie, sophomore and freshman respectively, they kind of lead us offensively. And they've kind of done that all year. Aminique was ineligible due to the 365-day rule, but she's just kind of revitalized us by having fresh legs since she came later in the season. Whitney Novak has been a consistent scorer for us, and also Elizabeth Roebuck. Both of them have dealt with injuries this year, but they've really bounced back from those injuries as the playoff pushes has geared up for us. So those are some names to look out for. Chloe Gilmore, she's our point guard, as well with Aminique Bowie, and she kind of helps set the standard for defense for us. She's the most active on defense, and she helps those other girls get different types of steals from her ball pressure. So, you know, those starting five girls are really, it's just, they feed off of one another. And then the girls who come into the game off the bench for us, they keep that intensity up offensively and defensively.
Coach, just want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line to talk about your St. Luke's Lady Wildcats opportunity, getting ready to start in uncharted territory, because if I'm not mistaken, I can't recall the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats playing for an opportunity to go to Birmingham, and if I'm not mistaken, they have not been to the finals in Birmingham yet, so it's an opportunity to make history with your Lady Wildcats program.
That is absolutely correct. The 2013-14 team was the last team that made it to the regional finals. They lost by 3 to Brantley. So we do have a chance to make a little bit of school history as well.
Well, we're definitely pulling for you, Coach, and congratulations on your season thus far, and we'll be checking it out Tuesday and hopefully hearing about the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats next week and an opportunity to go to Birmingham.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Go Wildcats.
Good luck, Coach.
Bruce Pearls excited. Bruce Pears excited about his Lady Wildcat team, as well he should be.